Thank you, Jesus. We give you praise and glory. We glorify your name, the name above all names. Lord, we've read in your word, Jesus, that you came here to set up a kingdom. Of all the characters in the Christmas story, I think I can relate most to what the shepherds must have felt when they came to see a king, a Messiah. And they were privileged to be delivered the news direct from heaven by angelic hosts. How amazing an experience. They probably felt themselves the last class of people, the least likely to be heralded by celestial anthem. The glories of this new king and his kingdom have arrived. And I summon you to appear before his courts today in the highest. Glory to God, peace, goodwill toward men. Been born to you a child. Go and find him in Bethlehem in a manger. And strangely, the King of the universe is there in a manger, humbly laid, taking on the form of an innocent baby, a helpless child. And somehow, Lord, those who are poor in spirit can appreciate the glory, the wonder, and the power of your plan. And somehow, by your grace, they can hold on with worship and the most intimate connection to the beautiful story of Christmas, where you, the King of Kings, God of the universe, who rules and reigns at the right hand of the Father, took on flesh, became a man, and totally the opposite of the way a man would assert his authority and set up a kingdom, conquered sin, death, and the grave, in your sovereignty established a rule and reign over the last and greatest of all enemies, thwarted the enemies of our soul at every turn, had the last word in every situation that despaired, that was the despairing of man's soul for eternity. And Lord, somehow, in your infinite wisdom, in your perfect glory, in your inscrutable riches of your wisdom, grace, and might, by your mercies that are new every morning, by a plan bigger and broader and more glorious than anyone could conceive or comprehend, you have, in beautiful strokes, painted the story of redemption in a way that we can only worship you for. And glory in each page of unfolding revelation as we take in the amazing true story of God becoming man, God with us, and going to the cross, taking on our sin, being punished in our stead, and then being